We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program. First, my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Neil, how are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm really excited about our guest, so introduce her, please.
Yes, I am so excited to introduce Dr. Meeker, the expert on all things parenting. I have read Dr. Meeker's books. I wish that they were around when my kids were smaller, but I purchased them from my children for their children because I'm a grandma. And Dr. Meeker, you live in one of my favorite places in the world, Traverse City, Michigan. I am in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we are neighbors. And I am so thrilled that you're here.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here as well.
Awesome. All right. All right, Kim, I know that you can know so much about Dr. Meeker. So go ahead with your first question.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this movie coming out. How did that come about that your book has become a movie?
You know, it's interesting. When I wrote my book a number of years ago, it just hit. You know, it was one of those things I think that just hit a nerve with dads because they realized how important they are to their daughters, and I allowed them to see themselves through their daughter's eyes. And I think because of the popularity of the book, PureFlix came along and said 7 years ago they bought the rights and said, well, you know, this would be a good movie, but there are no real stories in here. And so, you know, they just decided to go forward with it. And it's fun. It's uplifting. It's really something we need right now. And particularly because dads are so maligned and marginalized. I think the timing for a movie that comes along and says, dads are incredibly important, is great.
No. I couldn't agree more. I'm so sorry, Neil, but I just want to say, doctor, I can't agree with you more.
So I was Dr. Meeker, when you think about specifically enough fathers, and especially when you're talking about relationships with their daughters, it's so difficult to understand exactly how that relationship works. I've read in a lot of parenting books and things like that, that the relationship changes at different times in their life, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And that can be difficult for dads. Of course, the whole parenting of a daughter can be difficult. But really, during the pre-pubertal and pubertal years are what I find the most difficult for dad. Here's why. This cuddly, lovely little girl who would sit on your lap and let you read to her and play soccer outside walks downstairs one day and goes, you try to hug her and goes, get away. You're gross. And fathers back off and go, okay, you don't like me anymore. I don't know what to do with you. And so it's really during those teen years that dads really need to move in and engage. So that's more important than engage even when they're young. And so there are these times where dads will go through with their daughters where they don't know exactly what to do, but they need to know that no matter what, daughters still need them and want them, no matter how cuddly or how snarly they can be.
So I'm curious. So you sold the rights to the book, to this great information that every dad needs. And so how involved were you, or did they have questions for you, or what was the process when they decided, yes, let's do this thing and make a movie? Yeah.
Well, they really allowed me to go through the manuscript and to make some tweaks and changes. Because, you know, whenever you have a book that's coming out into a movie, the author's a little nervous. Are they going to capture the heart of the movie? Are they really going to try to say what I'm trying to say? So I got to see the manuscript and I thought, yep, but it really depends on how the actors handle it. And I can say they handled it very well. And I'm very pleased with how it turned out. Because, you know, you just never know. And so I was really thrilled with that.
And that's the thing, the process of putting something together like that, especially you said your book was not as set up for a movie. Are you happy with how they put it together? You know, they bought the rights based on your thought process and what you see in that process and then put it into a movie. Was the first time looking at it saying, how's this my book? Or was it, were you very pleased at that first?
Yes. Well, I will tell you the first manuscript that came by, I wasn't thrilled with. And I said, this doesn't mesh with my book. And this doesn't mesh with my book. My book basically outlines 10 principles for fathers about who they are to their daughters. So you think, well, how do you make that into a book? But what they did is they took their main character, Bart Johnson, and as the dad, the lead, and they incorporated some of those principles into his character. And you see them worked out with his daughters. One of his daughters is just kind of going off the rails. She's a teenager. And then the other one is just not walking the path that I think he really wants his daughter to walk. So, you know, I really was pleased with the end product, but you really have to sort of, I really had the opportunity to kind of watch over it. And I was glad they used the principles.
Yeah, that's really great. I got to see the trailer and the movie looks really good. It looks funny and fun and engaging. Yeah. And they came up with a pretty good storyline. Were you surprised by the storyline that they came up with?
You know, I was. It's interesting because my husband and I have three daughters, and they have three daughters in the movie. And I thought the storyline was great. I think that having him start off as a wealthy businessman whose focus is on getting his oldest daughter into working at his office. He sent her to business school. And then she comes home and says, no, Dad, that's not my plan. And how he's just so shaken up because she wants to go in a very different direction than he wants her to go in. And then with his other daughter, who's really having a hard time, at first in the movie, he has no idea how to handle her. But as the movie progresses, you see him change. And you see him engage and understand his daughters in a way he never would have at the beginning of the movie. So I think they did a really good job in allowing the audience to see his transition, which is really what the book is all about. The intention of the book was to say, you know what, dads, our culture is feeding you a lie. It's telling you that you're a buffoon, you're the butt of jokes, you're not important. And the exact opposite is true. And all the research says that. And so I think that, you know, taking a man and seeing that transformation and seeing how his daughter sees him, because that really was the intention of my book, is to understand how your daughter see you. Because I was convinced that if I could have a father see himself through his daughter's eyes for just 15 minutes, his life would never be the same. And that's what I've heard has happened. Interestingly enough, right before the movie came out, and I didn't know when it was going to come out, I wrote something called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters Masterclass, videos of me teaching dads how to implement the principles in the book. Because dads read the book and go, I get it. Thank you. I'm important to her. Now, what do I do? And so I wrote the here's what you do. And in the masterclass, which is available on my website, but it came out right before the movie did. So I think the book and the movie and the masterclass all work together to really give dads what they need to do to rise up. And I really believe if we got dads to engage, we'd live in a different country. But dads are so pushed aside, and nice dads go, okay, nobody wants me. I'm not going to, you know, ruffle any feathers. Dads need to ruffle feathers.
And that's the process that dads have the challenge to do, because if you do this, then what's going on? And so what do you recommend dads to do, especially if they're being pushed away?
Yeah. Engage. You know, dads are wired with everything they need to be really good dads to their daughter, but they don't listen to their instincts. For instance, dads don't think they should protect their daughters and keep their daughters away from trouble because, you know, their daughters will be outcast by their friends. Forget it. If your instinct is telling you to protect your daughter, protect your daughter. If your instinct is saying to your daughter, you know, I'm going to take you and we're going to do some things together and I want to be close to you. I want to take you camping. I want to just be with you while I take, you know, my car to get the oil change. Whatever you can do to engage with your daughter, you don't have to say the right things and you don't have to tell her, just the right things all the time. All your daughter wants to know is, does my dad like my company? Does my dad want my company? Because if you communicate to your daughter that you want her company and that you like the person she is, she will grow up to do anything she wants to. That's what my dad taught me. And I don't even know how I do kind of know how he taught me that. And we didn't spend a lot of time together, but he communicated to me, you are one of my top priorities. I will do whatever I can to protect you, including kicking boyfriends out of the house when I was 21. But he was right. You know, he was right. And he communicated to me, you can grow up and do anything you want to do. That's what a dad gives a daughter. You know, I don't mean this to come out the wrong way, but everybody who's had a mom and a dad knows exactly what I'm going to say. Your mother can tell you, oh, you're going to be great. Oh, you're going to be the best soccer player on the team. Oh, you're going to go to the best college. And you go, yeah, you have to say that. You're my mother. But when a dad says it, you're doing it. You're going to do it because your dad has an authority in your eyes as a daughter that your mom doesn't. It's not that he's better or worse, but dads are the ones who really help their daughters fly. And it doesn't take that much to get them there.
That is so true. You know, as a daughter, I can mm-hmm. say that my relationship with my dad, like I always wanted his approval. I always wanted him, wanted to know that he was in my corner. Yes. And I wanted him to be around. And it was such an important thing. And trying to push him away as a teenager. Oh my word, teenage girls. I am sorry, dads, that you ever have teenage girls. They are not easy. There is not an easy teenage girl alive, I don't think. And God bless you, doctor, for having three of them. I had one daughter and four sons and thought that, man.
Wow. Have,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, my husband did a great job with them. I mean, we worked obviously as a team together, but he instilled a tremendous amount of self-confidence in them. And I watched that, and I watched my dad do it with me as well. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to have a PhD in psychology. You just have to learn to never take your daughters personally. That's one of the biggest mistakes dads do. Their daughter gets snarky or she pushes them away and they go, oh, wow, you know, my feelings are so hurt. Just move in. It's not about you. It's about her.
Dr. Meeker, tell us the premise of the movie now. I mean, because the book's different than the movie, especially all your fans of the book, so they can understand what to expect.
Yeah. Well, the movie is about a man who's a wealthy businessman, and he's worked very hard to create this successful business, sends his daughter to business school, and gets ready to have her move in and join the business with him. She comes home and says, no, Dad, I'm getting married in 3 weeks. And guess what? I'm going to the mission field. And Dad just sort of freaks out and he goes, no, you can't do that. In the meantime, his middle daughter is just, you know, got the blue hair and the piercings and the tattoos, and she's running crazy. This poor guy has no clue what to do. And so, believe it or not, the father-in-law, the father of this girl's fiance, coaches him along by using my book and saying, you know what? No. This is where you need to go. Here's where you need to move. And it's really a beautiful process. And of course, by the end of the movie, everything works out well, but it's really like an uplifting father of the bride, if you will. It's even for me who wrote the book, it's a tearjerker. So it's really a tearjerker because I knew the book, but it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. So your husband demonstrated a lot of these things. Is that something you drew on when you were writing the books?
Oh, my father and my husband. My father, for instance, was a very quiet man. And I'll never forget, you know, he was a physician, but he never, ever pushed me or my siblings to go to medical school. And after I came, when I was 16, I said, that's what I'm going to do. That's where my life is. That's plan A. I have no plan, other plan. I applied to 20 some medical schools after college and didn't get in. I was despondent, went home to live with my parents. And I remember walking by my father's study one night and he was talking to a colleague. And I heard him say, after I'd gotten rejected by every medical school, yes, my daughter Meg will be going to medical school in the next couple of years. And I was stunned. But I knew in that moment I was going to go because my dad said so. My husband did things like that with our daughters. He took them on mission trips to South America every year. And he didn't say a whole lot, but he showed them how to serve the poor. And I'm really thrilled to say right now, as adults, that's what they're doing. That's what their heart is. So a lot of it is just leading by example and showing your daughters you believe that they can, and you don't have to say it all over and over. And that's what my husband did with our daughters, and now they're living it. And that's a pretty cool process to see.
Yeah, I think it's so important to talk about anyone tell somebody they can't do something, encouraging them. Doesn't matter if it's a daughter or a son, if you're not encouraging your kids that they can be anything they want to be and they can be successful, and don't talk down to them. Cause that can be so tough on a kid, right? That their whole life, they'll start thinking about that. Right.
Exactly. You know, kids hear everything you say and they watch every move you make. Not because they're interested in you, but because they need something from you. They need to know if you like them, if you hear them, if you're proud of them. So you can walk into a room with your five-year-old and you haven't seen her all day and she's coloring a picture. If you walk right by her and you're on your phone and you're texting, walk through the room, that little girl feels, Dad didn't see me. I'm not important to Dad. But if you walk in the room and you just touch her on the shoulder, kiss her on the top of that, hey, I'm so glad to see you, and then go do your thing, that girl feels important. And I will tell you, as far as speaking to kids, I am so distraught by how I see parents talk to their kids now. I often say in our culture, we've normalized crazy, you know, because parents don't know what to do or say to their kids because of what they're being exposed to and what they're being told. And there's so much confusion that parents don't know how to navigate it. But often parents get so anxious, they end up taking it out on their kids and yelling at their kids. And that crushes children. It crushes them. They say, oh, kids are resilient. They can, you know, handle it. No, they can't. They can't. They hurt. And it's a parent's job, particularly a father's job, to recognize that, say he's sorry, and pick him up and move forward.
Great point.
Yeah. I think there's a whole lot of kids. I was always worried that my kids would grow up and have to go to therapy because of my parenting. Like that was a goal of mine, to keep my kids out of therapy. Yeah. But how does a grandfather role play into it?
Oh, grandfather role's huge. And you know, we have six grandkids, and my husband babysits our five-year-old twin granddaughters every Tuesday. My daughter's a teacher, and he's done that since the day they were born. They adore that man. They adore him because he has time for them. Their own dad is really busy, you know, establishing his career. Grandfathers can have a profound influence on daughters. You know, you never want to usurp the authority of their own dad. But if they have difficulties in their relationship with their own dad, grandfathers can come in and beautifully fill those holes. And if a grandfather brings to those kids truth and love and goodness, and dad is having a hard time bringing that, those kids will gravitate to that and they'll hang on. So grandfathers are so important in kids' lives, and particularly young girls' lives. You can't underestimate it.
Okay. Now, Kim herself wrote a book called Love Is. So Kim, ask a question regarding Love Is to Dr. Meeker. Here's your chance, and then we'll go.
All right. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to ask a question about Love Is. Yeah. So I spent a year in Haiti, actually, on the mission field, basically, trying to figure out the true meaning of love. And one thing I found out was that so much of what we believe about love isn't really love. Mm-hmm. And so many things done in the name of love aren't really love. And like the truth that if fathers were all able to be fathers the way they should be fathers, the world would change. If people knew how to love, the right way to love, the world would change. So how do you get around that with dads? Because they've been raised however they've been raised, mm-hmm. and believing whatever they believe.
Right.
But love certainly plays a big role in it all, right? I mean,
yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because whenever I sit with a troubled teenager, usually, and I will say, tell me who in your life loves you. And the girl will usually say, well, my mom and my dad, I think, love me. But I know the parents, and I know those parents love their kids, but there's a huge miscommunication. So parents, particularly dads, need to figure out what makes their daughter feel loved. And universally, every daughter feels loved by her father. I'll make it really simple. When he sits down, he looks her in the face and the eyes and says, how are you doing? I really haven't talked to you in a while. Tell me how your friend is, and listen. Just sit and listen. That's showing up for them physically and emotionally, and you're attaching. You know, people say that teenage girls don't want to talk. They do want to talk. The problem is they know that nobody really wants to take the time to listen, particularly us mothers. I'd ask my daughters a question, and halfway through their answer, I was getting ready to answer their answer with my correction. You know, I have to correct her because she's going to give me the wrong answer. But fathers don't do that. Fathers will sit there and listen and just listen. And it's that act of literally just sitting there, looking your daughter in your face and asking her some questions and listening to her, that's what love is to a daughter. Now, some fathers say, yeah, but my daughter would never do that. She will, but give her time. You know, just give her time. Try it over. And if she doesn't respond, try a couple more weeks, try a couple weeks later. One of the best times, dads, to try to get your daughters to talk is bedtime. They're winding down. You sit at the end of their bed and you just sit there and you say, hey, how was your day today? And if they snarl at you, walk out of the room, you come in again. How was your day today? Because they're going to wait and see if you really mean it. And then the good connection starts.
All right. So Dr. Meeker, when is the movie coming out?
It's coming out August 1st, and it's going to be in movie theaters in most of the major cities in the U.S., but it's also going to stream on PureFlix as well.
All right, well, fantastic. We appreciate you coming by. And best place we can find information on you. So can purchase your book on Amazon for sure.
Yeah.
And you have a website for people to check
I do. Yeah, it's meekerparenting.com. And I would encourage fathers, as I said, the book is great, but the new masterclass really unpacks things for dads and shows them, okay, here's what love is. Here's what it means. Here's how you do this in a very simple fashion by me talking through videos. Meekerparenting.com. They can learn everything they need.
All right. Well,
what a beautiful gift for a dad to give their daughter to take that masterclass.
Yeah. Yeah, or a daughter to give a dad, or a wife to give her husband, or anybody. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, Dr. Meeker. Thanks for stopping by, and we appreciate the conversation.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, you're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.